Chavrut, we gave earlier chizik for these days post Pesach and taking Pesach into the year. We can't neglect the parsha. And this is especially can't neglect the parsha because a week, well, the kedusha and brach of a week comes from the Shabbos beforehand. But then again, you always have to be preparing for Shabbos before the upcoming Shabbos. This week is something very special for us in Chutz Aretz, because we're going to be reading Achremos. But in Eretz Yisrael, they already read Achremos. So the Kedusha and Achremos permeate this week in the strongest of ways, because it already is Kedusha from the week from the Shabbos before, as well as Achana for the upcoming Shabbos. So we definitely have to learn about the Parsha a little bit. And the Parsha begins with the difficult Maisa of Nadav and Avihu, and the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. The pasuk says, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe." Hashem spoke to Moshe, "Achrei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron," after the deaths of the two sons of Aaron, "Bekarvasam Lufnei Hashem veYemusu," when they came close to Hashem and they died. So we have to understand, first of all, why did he call them here Bnei Aaron? Say, "Vayedaber Hashem Achrei Mos Nadav Avihu." Why is it saying Achrei Mos Bnei Aaron, says the sons of Aaron? Second of all, why is it repeated and tell us, Bekarvasam, why is these words, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem, as they came close to Hashem? Why do we have to know about that here? Bichlal, what's going on? So I saw a tremendous Torah. The Torah is based on Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. It's from a Sefer Ksonis Pasim. These are days we're supposed to be learning Pirkei Avos. So it's chus also there to learn some Pirkei Avos. The first mission of the second parak says, "Rabbi Omer, Ezu Darch Yishara Shiyaver La Shiver La HaAdam." What's the straight path that each person should be choosing? Kol Shi Tiferes Lo Sav Tiferes Lo Min Adam. Any path, the path that is splendorous to our Maker and splendorous to other people. Before we analyze that, there's a very similar lashon, but slightly different, a little bit later in the parak. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is speaking, and he's talking to his Halakha Talmidim, and he says, "Tzuru Ezu Derech Hishara," because that starts with Ezu Derech Hishara, "Shiyadabek Bahadam," that a person should cling to. So why did Rabbi have a different lashon of Shibar Lo Hadam as opposed to Yadabik Bodham, that you should choose as opposed to you should cling to? Additionally, we have to understand, why was Rebbe emphasizing that our Maisim should be Teferes La'adam? Are we supposed to be worried and bothered by what other people think? We should be worried and bothered what the Eibishter thinks of us, not what other people think of us. So the Hilchos Sefer Midrash Shmuel says as follows. It could be we're talking about two different people. And one is individual. Rebbe's talking, the first mission is individual, Bibachruso in his youth. And Rabbi Yochanan Bezaka was talking about later in life. And when Rebbe's telling us in our youth, in our younger years, and when we begin and start to get close to Hashem, and we start to build a relationship with Hashem, and start to become a Ben Torah, some people, they want to just jump in. And they want to be mizdabik immediately. I want to just be one with Hashem. And when you take and you move too quickly and you skip too many steps, Rabbi says it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And you're going to fall. You're going to fall. Because you're going too quickly and you're skipping steps. It has to be slow progress, slow growth, one step at a time. If you're going to be mizdabek immediately, it's not going to work. If you're going to try to cling minik midas chasidus day one, forget about it. In our learning vada, in our avoda for sure, in every area. How are we supposed to be? So he says, as the Gemara Pesachim teach us, and we have to emphasize one word, because people don't realize this one word. It doesn't say just a person should be yasok shalol l'shma, should be toch shalol l'shma b'al l'shma. La'olam yasok shalol l'shma. La'olam means everybody, always. you have to start off a little bit l'shelo l'shma, meaning you can't jump into dveikus. What does that mean? Go slow, even if it's not what you want. Even do it to make other people happy a little bit. To do it slowly, step by step. You're not going to have dveikus immediately. You're not going to have l'shma. L'shma means complete everything l'shma yishmayim. It's going to start shalo l'shma, step by step. Part of you will be in, part of you will be out, and slowly, step by step, till you get to dveikus. Then comes Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, is how are you? Derech Hashara, she is Dabik Bo'adam, which is later in life. Then you'll come to that point. The Tosfos Yontif says, Ben Zoyma, and Ben Zoyma was called Ben Zoyma, Ben Azai was called Ben Azai, because they died B'Bachrusan. They died in their early years. They died in their early years, so they're called just Ben by their father, because that was their whole existence. So it could be here also. We're calling Bnei Aaron because they died B'Bachrusan in their youth. But you know why they died in their youth? Because as the Pasuk says, now we understand, Bikarvasim lifnei Hashem. They tried too quickly to come close to Hashem. They were skipping steps. And they're trying to be mizdavek to Hashem immediately. We have to grow and we have to work on ourselves step by step. In our learning, in our davening, in our avodah, always be growing. But growing step by step. And that's the avodah vada of Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is growth one day at a time. And don't skip a step either. Maybe that's b'derech drush, why we patkin kalacha. If you miss one complete day of Sfiras Omer, we know you no longer count the bracha. Pasha pshat is because we're choshish for the Bahag. The Baalach is gedolah, so it's one big mitzvah. But it's strange, we're choshish for one shita's yachid. And therefore we don't make a bracha against Sfiras Omer if you miss one day. Maybe b'derech drush is teaching us a very, very deep lesson as well. You can't skip steps in your growth. It has to be step by step. You can't be mizdabik immediately. First shiyavar ladam. First you have to choose and go slowly. Mitoch shalolishma, then balishma. You'll come to tremendous dveikus. You'll come to mamish yizdabik ba'adam in the right time, Bez Hashem Yizbarach. And ultimately get to that zman of Kabbalah Satayra and Shavuos and the deepest kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we had by Har Sinai. So Bez Hashem Yizbarach. Each and every one of us should grab onto this during these days of Svira. And the biggest avoid is to say, I'm working on myself. I'm growing. And I'm growing step by step in my avoidus Hashem, in my learning. And Amir Hashem, you grow step by step. Each step builds up another step. We're growing to Zoyche, to Kabbalah Satayra, Zoyche, to Mizdabik Lishchina, Zoyche, to Gila Ishchina, and Zoyche, to Geula. And Simcha and Bracha with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimhera B'Yameinu. Everyone should have a halig of beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full Simcha, full Bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh